AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Officials say two Indian-flagged gas tankers have passed through the Strait of Hormuz without incident. Indian officials say they're expected to reach Indian shores later this week. Indian media reported that the two tankers followed a route approved by Iran that cuts closely to the country's coastline. Iran continues to keep a stranglehold on the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump yesterday extended his deadline for Iran to reopen the strait, saying the U.S. would hold off striking power plants in the country for 5 days. Meanwhile, Iran has named a former Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander as the new secretary of the country's Supreme National Security Council. Iranian state television identified the new secretary as Mohammad Bagher Zolgadar. He'll replace Ali Larijani, who was killed in an airstrike. U.S. markets ticked slightly lower and oil prices rose. The Senate confirmed Mark Wei Mullen as Homeland Security Secretary late yesterday, approving President Trump's nominee to take over the embattled department after the firing of Kristi Noem. Routine funding for the Department of Homeland Security has lapsed since February 14th, leading to long waits at U.S. airports as Transportation Security Administration agents call out rather than work without pay. Democrats are demanding the Trump administration make changes in immigration enforcement operations following the deaths of two U.S. citizens during protests this year in Minneapolis. Trump has refused the latest proposal and talks have stalled. An oil refinery fire in Port Arthur, Texas, was put out today. Officials say a shelter-in-place order has also been lifted, adding that no one was injured in yesterday's explosion at the Valero refinery. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Top overall seed UConn breezed to its 52nd straight victory, routing ninth-seeded Syracuse 98-45 to reach the Sweet 16 in the women's NCAA tournament. AZ Fudd scored 34 points.
I felt like I reached flow state for a second. My teammates were just finding me.
Hannah Hidalgo's near triple-double helped sixth-seeded Notre Dame upset third-seeded Ohio State. 10th-seeded Virginia became the first four team to reach the Sweet 16. NBA, no Cade Cunningham, no problem for the Pistons in a 113-110 win over the Lakers behind a career-best 30-point night from Danis Jenkins. WNBA players unanimously approved a new 7-year collective bargaining agreement. And NFL, the Seahawks are making Jackson Smith and Jigba the highest-paid wide receiver on a 4-year, $168.8 million extension.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.